Here comes speed jokes. We'll get to the best of April tomorrow. How about that? 10:39. Our jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Muggsy John in Brazil, Indiana sent us one. And Paul from Tinley Park did too. And Brian Penikoff and Gurney and Jeannie Copps in DeWitt, Michigan. And Dennis Pazina and Father Ron at St. Bede in Peru sent us a joke, as did Daniel Fick. Diane and Steve, thank you. And Haley Arguelles and Carrie and Diane Paul. And the writer Terry Morgan in Cuba City, Wisconsin sent us a joke. Dave J. in Naperville is hoping the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug can also be used for tea. I'm now convening a meeting of the Speed Jokes Submission Committee. You can use a coffee mug for tea, correct?
Approved.
Yes.
All right. Bob, are you going to approve of that as well? Bob says yes.
Approved.
Then he writes, these are from a contest page to find the funniest crab joke ever. A man walks into a restaurant with a crab under his arm and says, do you make crab cakes? The manager says, yes, we do. Good, he says. It's his birthday. Why did the crab cross the road? It didn't. It used the sidewalk. All right. Here's a fun food fact, by the way. Only sausages from the Frankfurt region of Germany can be called Frankfurters. Everything else is just sparkling wieners. I have my first Gamblers Anonymous meeting tomorrow. I called them today to check on the start time. They said 10 to 1.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray Captain Hook walking into the men's room.
Arrgh. Now comes the worst part of my day.
Notice I didn't have a part in that
joke.
Yeah,
I noticed.
Didn't want to have anything to do with that one. Here's a business idea for zoos. Instead of removing African gray parrots from public view when they start swearing and cussing, just create a 21-plus beer garden and put them there. Someone has ripped the fifth month from my calendar.
No, gee, are you sad?
Oh, I'm dismayed. Hey, Dave, you're not mad at me, are you?
No, I'm just reading.
Oh, okay. Hey, Dave, what are you reading over there?
Harry Potter and the Death of the Person Who Interrupts My Reading.
Sorry. Sorry. I caught my dad looking into the mirror the other day, seeing his gray hair and tiny wrinkles and dimming eyes, and he said, boy, they sure don't make mirrors like they used to. You notice I made that joke about my dad and not about me. Hey, Dave, yesterday we had a joke about the old TV show Bonanza. Well, today, name the old TV show about a man with three grown sons living on a ranch in Central America where they grow fruit. Well, that would be Bonanza.